صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 1st of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Let's welcome our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وانا زاهد كان جزاك الله خيرا سليمان اسف جزاك الله ما شاء الله.
جي مفتي صاحب, we just got the news. مفتي صاحب is in Rustenburg. How's the tour going?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, yesterday our brother Suleiman Yaqub was there by the house around 2:15 or so, and then we only left about 2:45 because I thought you'll come 2:30, but anyway, then we left and then we arrived there in Costa at around 4:30. So mashallah, everything went well. And then namaz was only quarter past 5. So I had a cup of tea and I said, I'm so tired, I must sleep. So normally they speak about 40 wings. I told them I'm going to have 20 wings, you see. So mashallah, I fell asleep for 15 minutes or so, 17 minutes. Then Asr Salat, and then we went to some Hafiji place. Haji Suleiman Hafiji, his wife passed away last week. So, you know, they were married for 60 years, you know. So we made dua there all day. They were very happy, mashallah. And then there was meals. Subhanallah, you see, if you have a wonderful, pious father, pious mother, what can happen in life? So there's a Mawlana in Costa, Mawlana Muhammad Panjbaya. So now 27 years he served the community and then he passed away. But look at his children, mashallah, Hafiz Shu'aib, we were his guest, he was the host. Hafiz, then his younger brother, Hafiz Yusuf, then his younger brother, then Hafiz Mu'az. So all are married, Hafiz Mu'az is not married. So I told this morning also that anybody got young girl, nice daughter, everything. Hafiz Mu'az is Hafiz, mashallah, very handsome looking and is 19 years old. So mashallah, he just come back for 40 days, Jamaat. And you know, so he's ready to get married and so forth, mashallah. So I told him I would take his name and that. Then after that we went to Maghrib Salat and Maghrib to Isha with the program, mashallah, masjid full. From neighboring towns also people came, Dabi and Swadrakhans and all of them. And the Imam there, maybe you know him also, paying the Alum Zakariya in the first serve. You see that old man, that Sunani. Hazrat Mufti Sahib said this side and the other side, he said, Haji Abu Bakr Dafuri, so his son is the Imam Ya Mufti Khabbab. So mashallah, that he studied Darum Zakariya for 9 years, you know. So he's the Imam here for 4 years there now, mashallah, in this workplace there, Costa. So we had very nice, mashallah, program, everything. And thereafter, then Isha, and then after Isha, we came back home. So here we were here according to 10 last night. And then tea and all that. Yeah, our host is mashallah, that Haji, that Yusuf. I know many people they say Yusuf, Haji Yusuf, Omar and Isa. Damat barakah to him. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward him, reward his family. They go out of their way, you know, to make our life comfortable and so forth. So then mashallah. And then today after Fajr we had a program here in Masjid Abrar. And then, you know, nowadays we change our tartib little bit in the morning. I give you the tafsir and then the news, interviews and then go for salat. And then 5:30 to 6 we do the Q&A because the Durban people said they're missing out too much. So now this is going well. So we did the tafsir, the Q&A from the masjid. Now the people were very fascinated. So mashallah, Allah kabul for my. And then, you know, come back home. And after Ishraq and all that, and then we do our work a little bit. And then we had nashta, slept, and now we just woke up, had a nice shower, feeling fresh. and now we're doing the program. Okay, 3-4 things before we go into the program. So as you mentioned, Alhamdulillah, today is the 1st of Jumad al-Ula. We must add this, it's 1st of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, and everywhere in the world, 99% of the world. So let us read at least one dua. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Jumad al-Ula a month of khair and goodness for us, our families, and the Ummah wa Rushdin, and a month of righteousness. So Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin is mentioned in Abu Dawood. There are the sunnah to us, and we sent it out for the past 3-4 days. Suleiman Esop sent it, and mashallah, I sent it forward to all the groups and put it on Twitter and on Telegram. So with Moana Ahmed Dokrat, you see, Hafidhullah, his voice, beautiful voice. So mashallah, so that also is done. So we should make special dua. Second one is this, that remember that regarding Gaza, it's very disappointing, the news coming through the wires is that they're expecting Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Arab thought dictators to form the army to come fight Hamas. But half of them are backing out. Hamas will give them a good threshing, inshallah. And then you get, now imagine this guy, Kushner. He's son-in-law of Trump. He's not elected, he's nothing. But he wants to come dictate them. He says the proportion that Israel is controlling, we must have reconstruction there. So people like that, Hamas will put a bullet through them, you know. So Pakka Harami, if you put a bullet through them, you get much sawab also. So inshallah, you get nothing. And remember, we're going to go till the end, Imma al-Ghanima wa Imma al-Shahada. Either we are victorious or either we take martyrdom and so forth. Now I was very, very amazed, you know, that behind the scenes, this Jazeera and the Arab guys and them, they're really working very hard with the ICC and the ICJ and all of them. So mashallah, that Hinda Rajab, you know, that five-year-old girl in whom they put 355 bullets through. So mashallah, they prepared the whole dossier, you know, and they sent it there, that the guy who murdered her and gave the order, his name is Sean Glass. So like that, they're making a dossier of all the guys, murderers, you see. So that's excellent, you're giving them documentary evidence. Yes, all the evidence, everything. And then, you know, yesterday the ICJ passed the verdict and said the genocide is still continuing, all the aid must come in unhindered, and they must allow UNRWA. So the Jutlans, Haramis, these swines and pigs, monkeys and donkeys and dogs, all these words are used for the Jews in the Quran. So remember that they say no genocide, no starvation, and you know, you don't come and tell us. So they feel, as Motley said, international law does not apply to us because we are Jews, we are the chosen people. It's right, you are the chosen people to go to hell. That's what you are, you Haramis. And prophet killers and messengers you martyred and killed, what is there for you to kill babies and children and civilians and all that? So we must name them, shame them, and nail them, remember that. And then you know they, the West Bank and all that, is all of harvest time now. They can't pay it, the jealousy got hold of them. And now they go harm the Palestinians, harm their olive trees, harm the harvest and so forth and so on. So all this Quran says, حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنْفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. So the world is observing and they want to annex the West Bank and so forth. We say do what you want to, but Hamas isn't come for you, and the world opinion has turned against America and Israel. Majority Jews and people in population in United States, America are saying that we must give Palestinians their own independent state. And then just 2-3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, you would never dream of these things, yeah. But Allah Ta'ala, remember, everybody is under Allah's control, and the hearts of people, yukallibhu kayfa yasha, Allah turns it as He wants to. Inshallah, inshallah, the words of our leader, our Abir, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 2027, Zawalu Israel. Inshallah, by 2026, 2027, Israel will be wiped off the surface of this earth. Bi fadlillahi wa rahmati wa judi wa karami, with His grace, mercy and benevolence. Inshallah, Aziz. See, today our program now will be that after Asr, Yaid Masjidul Rahmah, And then after Maghrib, his meals, there the Haji Suleiman Yaqub, the son of Mawlana Muhammad, mashallah. And after Isha, the program is there in the Jami Masjid. And tomorrow morning, also after Fajr, in the Jami Masjid. And then we'll be for after Nashta, then Rasta, we'll go to Northern. First of life, I'm going there to Northern. And thereafter, mashallah, we got Jummah there, we got night program, Fajr program, Saturday. Tomorrow, Jummah is Sudais. So see, we'll see what Sudais have to say. Sudais will make everybody happy again, you know, he's an all-rounder. So he knows how to play the game and so forth. So anyway, just for your information, so it will be Sudais tomorrow. So we'll discuss all that issues tomorrow, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, there's a question here. A person says, I had heart bypass surgery. I'm on blood thinners. Can I wear a silver medic alert chain around my neck? If not, can I wear a wrist bracelet?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Obviously, this whether you're wearing around your neck or on your wrist and so forth is not for beautification and is not for imitating anybody. It's just to alert the medical fraternity. If you fall down, you collapse or something happens, then they know what blood group you are, they know what is your problem and so forth and so on. So yes, that would be permissible. Allah sabili darura and Allah sabili al-haja. We must take the law which Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah told us about. Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'as. In normal circumstances, for a man to wear a chain around his neck, or for him to wear a bracelet like a bangle the woman wears, in normal circumstances, not permissible. But this is not normal circumstances. These are abnormal circumstances. So therefore, we will say that in a case like that, it is permissible. But that does not mean that now we're giving jawaz and permissibility to everybody and anybody. So people also just look for healers and shortcuts.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, please address this urgently. When people come to see our daughters, and I will say also that it's the other way around also, when girls go see the future men to be their husbands, then they put up this act. And all the makeup and the rest. And what happens later is after marriage, then all the reality comes to the shore. Please address this.
Obviously, that there are three different issues. When you want to get married and so forth, so should you see the lady, you see? So open Mishkat Sharif and that you will find Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala, that he had his khitbah. Khitbah is what we will call like an engagement, you see. Mumitu. So then that you are fixed up, that he's going to marry this lady and so forth. He, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then asked him, Hal nazalta? Did you see her and so forth? He said, no. He said, no, go see her. So remember that, so to see is good because then you'll create more love and so forth. But not seeing every day and every week and all at once, and then you get married and so forth as soon as possible. So we must remember that. So that's the first point. Second point is this, that you must remember that you, the parents, and so you are to blame for all this. So how did you bring up your daughter? That you brought her up with artificial values. That she felt, you must remember, that she has to push herself up and dress herself up and doll herself up. So you didn't tell her about the natural system of Islam. In Islam, everything is fitrah. Fitratullahi lati fatran nas alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. So remember that now she will wear the lipstick and wear the makeup and what. So all this, yeah, now that boy comes to see. So if you see half of it is deception. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Who deceived us, in other words. Some of them are Suleiman, he knows all these things. They'll wear green, that contact lenses, they'll wear blue and all that. So Suleiman will think, but this one is a real beautiful touch, you see. That she got blue eyes and green eyes, but after they get married, say, hey, this one got brown eyes, you see that. So that's how deception explains and all these kind of things. So you don't even know the complexion of her because she put so much makeup and so much all this lipstick and what have you. So another deception also. So therefore, we wouldn't advise you to remember that. To get married like that is permissible. But But if you're asking now, you're 50, 60 years old and you get married to 10, 20 year old girl. So you see, Quran says, Atraban Urubah. What is the meaning of Atrab? Atrab means you and your wife were playing in the sand at the same time. So when your ages are like very similar, so your outlook on life will also be similar. But when there's a big gap in all the 10, 20, 30 years, permissible is permissible. But we won't say it's 100% virtuous or meritorious or so and so forth. Because you must remember the intention sometimes are tainted. When you get married to that old man, so now the lady is not getting married to him. She's getting married to his bank balance. You see, he said just now, oh, Paul will kick the bucket, he'll die, and then she will inherit. So already she's coming in with her ulterior motive, you know, in months of growth, other months of growth. He is getting married to her. Yesterday somebody sent to me, in Pakistan, there was big Maulana, Maulana Shirani, 92 years old, and he got married, you see that? So you can see the old man is still firing, you know, strong guy, you know. So don't be surprised next year that you see his wife with the child and all. They say, Abu Mawqasim Sema, you know. So mashallah, Maulana's child was born, could see her when he was about 80 years old. So they asked Maulana that, how you manage all that? So he said, Hamne jawani ko zaya nahi kiya. We looked after our youth, you see that? So what it means look after our youth? We were busy with our ta'at and obedience of Almighty Allah. So when you do that, then Allah gives you barakah also and so forth. Then next one we must remember is this, that now you find that people, they don't agree and this and all that, then divorce takes place. So therefore we must try and ensure that, you know, that you have the same outlook of life and, you know, that is the meaning of this thing here. Now you, one side you tablighi, the other side they hate tablighs, you understand? Now you will get your son, daughter married there. So now you also to blame. You knew that those people are not in favor of Dawah Tabligh, and yet you went to give them that. So therefore, we should minimize the risk and then beg Almighty Allah and then get our children to get married, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, what about wearing contacts on a general basis? Is this permissible?
It's permissible, but remember that it mustn't be different colors. So it must be your natural color. Not that you got brown eyes or grey eyes and you go wear green and you wear blue and all that. So that is haram at all times. It's all deception there.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my wife is a doctor and I'm a IT specialist. She earns much more than me, of course. She does not contribute to the expenses of the house. She expects me to pay for everything.
So it's right. Why must she contribute? You must pay for everything in Islam. You got married to her 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when you said, Nakahtuha, Waqabiltuha, I have married her, I accept her. So it means that you said you're going to accept her and you will pay for everything. You will pay for roti, kapra, makan. You will pay for the shelter, you will pay for the clothing, you will pay for the food, you will pay for the medical, everything on you. And Islam says that also. She can be a millionaire and all that. Whatever she spends on you, whatever she spends on the children, whatever she spends on the house, is min babil ihsan. She's just doing a favor. You can't impose it upon her. So you're an IT specialist. Your wages is 30, 40,000. Hers is now 100,000, 70,000. So you can't tell her you're earning so much, double my amount. So now you must pay for this, you must pay for that. You can't do that. It's not permissible. Quran Sharif states, Surah number 4, verse number 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You, the husbands, you must stay with them, the wives, with ma'roof, that is, with equity, with justice, with love, respect, all these things come in there. And then all expenses also on you. وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ الْمَعْرُوفِ. There's no expenses on the wife. So we mustn't think that because the wife is rich, so she must spend. That's totally wrong and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, in marriage, what's the correct way to choose a spouse?
So we did this many a time. Today, the problem with the Ummah is three ways. You see, when the men want to choose, so then they just choose Jamal and Mal. And now our youngsters, they want to go. They want to go check a little bit, you know. Samosa run and dust and run and Gajja run and what have you. So then, they just look at the ladies, this one, they both are dodi dodi lagi, you see. So very, very white and dust and all this and things. Yeah. Then they say, yeah, it's right one. So already your intention, your criteria is wrong. Second one is Mal. You see that, hey, I don't have much, you see. So let me get married in a famous and a rich family. So I also can join the elite group, who's who in the zoo. You see that? So again, the niyat is wrong. So you must leave the money side and leave the, you know, the thing side that, you know, salat, all this, not salat, jamal, the beauty and the wealth. Salat and that you must read. So that, so there's jamal and mal. So that we make criteria number one. So that is the beauty and the wealth. And therefore you have so many problems. When you marry the lady, so what must you see? So or you, when a proposal comes, then from somebody, what must you see? That also is in the hadith. So open Mishkan Sharif, Tirmidhi, all you will find. إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. Somebody proposes for your daughter, for your sister, for your niece and so forth. You please with the deen of the person. The creed and the belief structure is correct. That person is not Shia, is not Qadiani, is not Agahani and all these type of characters. These are not Muslims, they are out of the fold of Islam. So the deen must be correct. Who bothers today whether the deen is correct? And then, وَخُلُقَهُ, the character of this person. So now you must remember that I told you that tomorrow is Sudais and so forth. You see that here, the river, the khutbah. So now when they make dua, they make these duas, رَبَّنَا عَبْدَنَا أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُلِّيَاتِ بَنْقُرَةَ أَعْيُنَ. So here we should think also properly that when these duas are being made and you know, they are being taught to us, so how many of us are practicing on it, teaching it and so forth? So now, when that girl, somebody proposed for her, and you are happy with a deed, وَخُلُقَهُ, and the character of the person. So what Nabi alayhi salam says, فَزَوْجُوا, get your daughter, sister, married to the person. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, you don't do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيمٌ. There will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. As we see today, you see that. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, and so forth. So therefore, we should also look at all the belief structure. We should look at, you know, remember that, you know, the family, there's a lot of issues to think about and so forth. Not just you get married and then afterwards. This morning we had a question. This morning, Mawlana Salim Karim said that this couple were married for 3 months and then the mother told her son, divorce her, divorce your wife, meaning her daughter-in-law. Why am I divorced? She's demanding a separate home, requested a separate home. Now, what a foolish husband that he thought he bothered to listen to his mother now and he went and divorced her. You understood? So, yeah, so you must remember the Imam also is wrong and the Imams also should now emphasize and tell the people these type of things, eh, that what is really the requirement to get married in Islam. So, this is all, you know, pitfalls. And we're just falling into these holes and all that from time to time. And we need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard as well.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, the phones are messing up our lives and it's messing up our free time. What should we be doing? How should we deal with the situation?
Yesterday in Costa, we got a lot of youngsters there. So I told them, Ronaldo gave $2 million to the children of Gaza and Palestine. And Messi, he messed up your people's life. Muslim youngsters, they want to wear the Messi jersey. They want to make the hairstyle like him. They want to walk and talk like him and so forth. But it's 100% pro-Israel and 100% anti-Palestine. And you supporting him and your children supporting him and so forth. So who's to blame for all these things then? So that we, our children will wear the jersey, come to mercy, that is written Messi. So the Messi is messing your life up, you must remember. So simple solution, when you can't control yourself, your children can't control, So get rid of all the smartphones, go back to the Nokia and all that, the small little one, then all the panchayat won't take place. So like now what we are doing, so you must remember that we are finishing the supper and all that early, and then we go from place to place and so. So now when we go to these places and so forth, we must give a message to the youth and explain to them, because the parents themselves don't give no direction. Majority of the parents, they themselves, they just lost. They're just hoping for the best and so forth, something good will happen. But it doesn't work like that. We must make effort also in them. So if you ask the parents, when last we had a heart-to-heart chat with your children, grandchildren, to give them advice? No time, because all busy with the TV, busy with the cell phone and so forth. So that's an easy way. Me, I'm dead against this business of giving children cell phones when they're 3, 4, 5 years old and so forth. You're spoiling them and destroying their haya, their shame, their modesty, their iman, everything you're destroying. Allah alone protect us. Amen.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to holidays coming up, which is the best places to go with our spouses?
So you must remember the best place for you to go will be go with your wife 40-day Jamaat. You see that? What the Jamaat says? That woman, they mustn't go 4 months, they must go 40 days. So you go with her. You must remember, you can't go 40 days, go 30 days. You can't go 30 days, go 20 days. So at least that's a good environment. You'll stay away from the vices and sin. And inshallah, you will see the plight of the Ummah and so forth and so on. So that's one easy option. Second one, you want to go overseas. So why you want to go for Umrah and all that all the time? You already made 5, 7 Umrahs. You already made Umrah in Ramadan. You already performed Hajj. You already to Diyar Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The city of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that we call Diyar Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in cases like that, our advice to you will be that give the children the name of, you must remember, that, you know, pious people like, you must remember, like Sayyidah Maryam, also the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and so forth and so on. So inshallah, then you can hope and make dua and so forth and so on. But like this, we ourselves, you must remember, we encourage the vices, all this kind of thing, and then we see that all things don't work out properly. Because we ourselves are not doing things right. You must remember, we're not good examples. Let us be honest about this. Nor as a father, nor as a mother, and so forth. So that is why we find, the house burns with a candle in the house, you see. So that is what is really happening.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my wife is beating up the kids. What must I do?
So you the father, you the husband, you must speak to your wife and tell her that this is unacceptable and tell her she's going to beat up the children and all that. You will report it to the police and all that. And then you will just put her one day in the prison or just call the police there. And that, you know, the husband, they got their ways and contacts. So just call the police and say that you are guilty of assaulting your children and so forth. You know, take your children away from you, put them there with the social workers and then everything will come right. So you, the man, must call the shots. What are you so frightened for your wife? There's another story that beats me nowadays. 100 times already I told you this. So again, write it down. Listen to the key word. The key word there is Zurriya. What is the word there? Zurriya. So see, every verse I'm reading, the word Zurriya will appear. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. So they bring joy, they bring happiness, they bring a delight to us and joy. You see, so that is a very powerful dua both parties and the families must read. Second one you must remember is that what we should do, that read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. You see? رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make me and make my progeny from those people who will establish the salat. Not only perform salat, we must establish, encourage others also. ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. يا الله, we seek that you accept all our broken efforts and so forth and so on. And then the third one, in the beginning of the 26th, Jews remember that. And that is Surah Ahqaf and verse 46, and that is the Surah 26, verse 1. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And Ya Allah, they bring about goodness in our progeny. The word Zurriyah is mentioned. So these are the three ayats you all should be reading when you have children. Allah make it easy also. There are big challenges nowadays also. But we should try and beg Almighty Allah for the best.
Mufti Saab, a person says, Barakah Sahaba had a good program early on Hajj. They were speaking about which ulama will be joining and being the guides. Will Mufti Saab be joining and being one of the guides?
So mashallah, you had Epic there and you had Gatwick there, Epic and Gatwick. You see, one local South African and one from UK. I don't know, I'm asking you, Mawazari, was Hafiz Umair on today?
Gee, he was.
Very good. So you heard Haji Ahmad Rashid Juma. Tamad Barakatuhu. Nowadays, the Jamalawad Barakat is becoming famous, you know. So then, and then you had Hafiz Umair from UK. So mashallah, they will tell you which ulama. So inshallah, we contacted one alim and he, so he will join them. I won't mention his name now. So then, no, I won't be going. You know, for me, maybe they'll make my qurbani Allah for birth. You know, the haram is. Now, MBS in November is going to the White House, you see. He's got the million, billion, trillion, but he has to beg the chief. The chief is trumpeting the way they is. So he says he wants to cut a deal with them, like how America made a deal with Qatar. So there, you see, tell these Arab regimes, they don't realize that Iman is the greatest gift and powerful thing which Allah gave. So they will always grovel at the feet of these enemies of Islam. And that is why they are so disgraced and so forth. See, I tell you about Saudi Arabia. If you just Google it, you understand, that their Mufti passed away, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. In this month of October, he passed away. You see, we are now October, what, 23rd, whatever. So anyway, that Rabiul Akhir, he passed away. So then they said, that the Grand Mufti for Saudi Arabia will be, that is, you must remember that, you know, Sheikh Salih bin Humayd. So I was very happy. I said that he made the right choice and all that. So because in age also is the most senior and knowledge also is very good and so forth. So Sheikh Salih bin Humayd was made and everybody accepted it and so forth. So the man told him that you do A, B, C, X, Y, Z and so forth. You know, they like to dictate. So he told them, no, I can't do this thing there. So then they make him there, resign or whatever. He'll give some excuse, he's very old or sickly or something. But remember that is what really happens behind the scenes. So then they got Sheikh Saad, they got Sheikh Fawzan al-Fawzan. So we met him also, so he will be the Grand Mufti now of Saudi Arabia. So the reign of the previous Grand Mufti lasted 2, maximum 3 weeks, you know. So in that way there, we must remember that is all manipulation going on. They will choose such people who can't speak independently and so forth and so on. So they will keep on making mudahana. Mudahana means compromising, and so forth and so on. So therefore, at first whether they'll give me visa or not is also debatable. But anyway, it's a long story cut short and not going. So inshallah, some of our great ulamas, maybe some of our students will be joining them, and inshallah that they will go with them as well. We will encourage that inshallah if you get the opportunity and you know you've never been for Hajj, then go with them also. At least your first Hajj can be done. So in that way there to perform your first Hajj, you know what is Baytullah, you know what is Masjid Nabawi, Masjid Quba and all these places there. And you make dua, Allah Ta'ala take us again and again. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and forgive us, Ya Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Yes, Ya Allah, you are definitely the one that is very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. So in that way, there things will work out, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a person says, I go to my in-laws, but my husband does not take me to my parents.
Now you're married now, so you must remember you spend the first 20, 25 years there with your parents. So once you get married, so inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan al-mar'a zawjuha, the person who has the greatest rights over the lady after she's married is her husband, then comes her parents. So obviously once in a while he should take you. Now we can't make a law. We don't know how rich you are, how poor you are. We don't know how far the in-laws and them are. But you must remember you can't drag your wife always to your parents' place. So you must come, you must come. And when she asks you after 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, that she wants to go see her parents, and then you just refuse. Or you say no, that you know, they must come here. And I say, that's not right. Marriage is not a dictatorship. Marriage is a partnership. Always remember that this is where our Muslim husbands and where our Muslim husbands and them they go, you must remember wrong. And what they do is that they become dictators. So that is unacceptable, you must remember. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lakum. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that you are partners to one another, not dictators to one another. So you give and take, then you will have a smooth, you understand, understanding relationship and so forth. Yeah.
Mufti Sahib, should a girl become a hafidha in this day and age?
Very good. You must remember that my nieces and every of them. The hafiza and all that. So we encourage that with one condition, that then she must keep on reading when she is tahira and clean and all that. And after marriage also she must read the Quran. So many cases we know where our daughter, our sisters, our nieces and them, they got married, they were hafiza, now they're busy with their children, busy with their husband, busy with their in-laws, outlaws. All these things there, and slowly they forget the Quran. So that is unacceptable. Daily you must dig out half an hour, 1 hour, and read the Quran Sharif. Story time. You see, Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith, Nawarallahu marqadahu, that was always in a wheelchair or something. He used to walk, he was healthy, everything. Then sickness came, you know, test and trial from Allah Ta'ala. So the Asatiza, the teachers there at Saharanpur, they used to tell, the madrasa's name was Zahir Ulum. So they used to tell the students, when Sheikh walks, Sheikh means Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahimahullah, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. When he walks from the house to the madrasa, your students don't make salam to him. And when he's going back also, don't make salam to him. They say Hazrat Sheikh Mahmud was this, that when you to walk from the house there, you must remember to the masjid and so forth. So after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, the lecture or whatever. So you must remember that he's busy reading the Quran Sharif. When he's going back, again Quran Sharif. So therefore your student should not disturb him. So why I'm giving you that? So the more we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, the more Allah will elevate our rank and status. And the more we detach ourselves, you must remember, from the Quran Sharif, so then the more Allah will humiliate us. Just take these two hadiths, one in Bukhari Sharif, one in Muslim Sharif. Bukhari Sharif, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of the best of you, today you say you're a doctor, you're a scientist, you're an engineer, you're a pilot, people say, oh, this, that, very good. You say you're a Mawlana, you're a Imam, you're a Khalisa, they think you're just wasting time. Many Muslims like that, you see. So they just wasting, say this guy is wasting time. Allah forbid. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. You teach them Hifz, you make them Hafiz, you make them Alim, you teach them Fiqh. All these things will come in there. And that is in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَلْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَوْ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. That is, if you attach yourself to this Quran Sharif, the more you attach yourself, the more Allah will elevate you. And the more you detach yourself, then the more Allah will debase you and relegate you. Sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. So therefore, my daughter, Siddiq, Shibeti Siddiqa. That was our starting, our signature tune when we started Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So I was very happy when I heard Suleiman played that. You see that? Siddiq Beti Siddiqa. It suited us, you must remember very well, because we chose the name Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So then we know that the Kufar Shi'as, that they hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr and they hate his daughter, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. They are the ones, you must remember, that what they will do, that they will speak bad of Sahaba and so forth, this Kufar Shi'as. So we must defend the honor of Sahaba. And you see that in case like this, that inshallah things will go well when we dedicate ourselves for the Qur'an and so forth. So we are encouraging that you become Hafiza for the condition that daily when you are Tahira, you read the Qur'an Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala will make easy for you, bless you inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, when it comes to medication, does a person have to go and check each and every medication that they give us in the hospitals, or can we trust everything?
Remember that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in his time, people say that this well is at this and this well is at that, you need good water. He said, La tukhbirna ya sahib al-haus. Oh, you the person in charge here of this well, don't inform us. We will look at the zahir, the prima facie evidence, and we'll pass our own judgment. You see. So today that is how you must work. Not that now everything you must go check and check. That's another hulu our people make. That you go and see this ingredient. So instead of looking for things to make halal, you're going to just keep on looking for things to make haram and so forth and so on. So Zahiran, you just see, let's take 4 or 5 examples. Today people eat biscuits, people eat chocolates, people eat this, people eat that. So now you know they need that halal stamp, although I don't agree with any of these organizations. But though they need that halal stamp, so you're going to eat that, you say it's fine. Now you must remember you got horse meat. What are you going to say then? You got horse meat. So remember horse meat, imma abba, all sejais. Imam Abu Hanifa 3 days before his demise, 3 days, made wudu. And he retracted and went to the verdict, you must remember, that way of Sahibain. Sahibain says totally jais, and Imam Abu Hanifa alone says makruh. So now, you will pass fatwa, if you got common sense, I mean. But you will say totally halal, because Imam Abu Hanifa, he made ruju, and if you want reference of it, go open fatawa, imadiyah, you will find it there. So now things like this, you must remember that what we're going to eat, what is our income, and all these things, they have an impact on us, will have an impact on our family, will have an impact on our children. So where we bother today? We're on holiday, let us make kullu halal, finish and come. But you get some people, they want to make guru go to the extreme, the other side. Everything, they want to check this. So Islam don't say you must do all that, then you bring to another extreme. Islam is not like that, it makes sure Islam too difficult to manage.
Mufti Sahib, a husband says that my wife, she is arguing with me every day. How do I silence her? How do I get the upper end?
So you must remember, you get the upper end, you must smile with her, you must buy gifts for her, you must make salam to her, you must share the food with her. So do all the things, asbab al-muhabba, you see, that will make her happy and special and so forth. And thereafter, when last did you pray with her, you see. So now, Wednesday afternoon, yesterday, gone. So now Saturday is coming, Friday night, Saturday. So we told, must remember that if we go for, you know, and keep the wife happy and you want to get the upper hand. So you must read the asma'ullah al-husna, make dua. Read Quran, give out charity, and so forth. And you must have ta'aleem every day in your house. Riyadu Salihin, the work of Hazrat Shaykh, and so forth, and so on. The problem with us is we just want to get the upper hand. We want to be the Chaudhary. We want to be the Patel. We want to be the main guy, you see. So that is not how it works. That you must look for such a wife that she will tell you, this is my suggestion, but your verdict, that is what I will accept. Because she knows the verse, chapter number 2, verse number 228. The amount of rights we the men have over them, they also have some rights over us like that. And then after Allah says, وَلِيْضْ بِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً, that the men have one degree above them. So that is what we should understand in the light of these verses here and the hadith and so forth. That what some of these people want to do is just intimidate us and just blackmail us and so forth. So that we must never ever accept. What we must do is just that we must inform people that see that this guy here is a troublemaker, that one is a troublemaker, and that way there Allah will save us from the evil and keep on reading Rabbin Surni Al-Qawm Al-Mufsidin. Rabbin Surni Al-Qawm Al-Mufsidin. Surah 29, verse number 30. So people always, there will be jealousy, they have hidden agenda, but you must learn more and more to Almighty Allah, more and more to the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will make easy, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is the name Subhan a good name to give a baby boy? I see they spelt it as...
Not permissible. To give Subhan alone, not permissible. What is the meaning of Subhan? Subhan means munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. That you're saying that the son of yours, he got no shortcoming, no weakness, no defect, no nothing. How you can say that? That is for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to give Subhan only, not permissible. Remember that. So you have to choose some other name in that case. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, a person is asking, what do we do with people who gamble? And are these competitions where you put money down and you win a prize, are these permissible?
All haram, all falls under the category of al-khamri wal-maisir. Allah Ta'ala joined these two words, khamr, alcohol, and maisir. Maisir is gambling, easy income, set on your laurels and think that every day, every week you're going to make millions. You see that? I will try this jackpot out, I'll try that one out, we'll have big security at the gates and so forth. So all these kind of things, there are people, they want it. So when we have all these type of characters there, so then remember that we are causing big problems to ourselves. Now instead of using good names, we go and use names like Shahin Shah, Subhan, all that. Not permissible, all these things. That is called in English self-aggrandizement. Which means you want to promote yourself and you are not worried about the Sharia, which are very, very serious offenses and totally haram and not permissible. We need to keep good names. Tomorrow on the day of justice, then you'll be called by your name, فَإِنَّكُمْ تُدْعُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةَ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ. You'll be called by your name and your grandparents' name. You see, your name and your father's name, grandparents' name, that is. See, Nabi alayhi salam said, Anan Nabiyu la kazib, Anam Abdul Muttalib. So then Nabi alayhi salam is teaching us also. So that is what we must learn. Not just keep Subhan and all these kind of words, not permissible, definitely not permissible. So inshallah, we'll leave it there. And today our program after Asr, day in Masjid al-Rahmah and the Jami Masjid, the big Masjid. After Isha tonight, inshaAllah Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.